I was going to try to say thank you, Who, but I decided let's just spare her. But welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin.
Hello.
Oh, we've talked about all the big stories today. We've talked about politics. We've talked about
global health.
Global health. But do you really, you know what? We need to talk about the casting of the new movie about the Bush administration. We need to talk about couples that fight about hot dogs. We need the ramble.
We do. We need to talk about the potentiality of living in a bizarro universe that would include this weird twin, solar system twin. Okay, let me explain. Astronomers from St. Andrews University in the United Kingdom have discovered a distant solar system that looks very much like our own. And they've got, so there's a planet resembling Jupiter and one that shares characteristics with Saturn. And the system is about half the size of our solar system, but the planets in it share similar ratio of planet to sun mass as ours does. And their planets in this other solar system take roughly the same amount of time to orbit their sun as ours do. Now, to date, astronomers have found nearly 300 planets outside of our own solar system, but their systems never resembled our own in quite this way. So, you're asking, I'm sure, to yourself, why do planetary twins matter? Well, young listener, if the planets are similar, it means the way our solar system formed may have happened elsewhere. So this is the big takeaway here. This means more solar systems similar to ours might be out there, which means the possibility of more planets like the one we're broadcasting from here at BPP World Headquarters.
Here's something everybody can relate to. You're in a relationship, you're maybe married, living with someone, and you have a fight. You have a really big fight. You fight about a lot of things. You fight about money, commitment, hot dogs.
Oh yeah, the hot dog. The old hot dog fight.
Things can go really too far when wieners get involved. A Florida woman accused of stabbing her husband in a hot dog-related fight. She apparently made hot dogs for dinner. He snatched the plate away. She stabbed him in the shoulder with a steak knife. I think they may have had other issues before the hot dogs.
There might have been some other issues involved.
Check out this thing. It really escalated, actually. You know, he allegedly pointed a gun at her, threatened to kill her. So they're both facing charges.
But this is a lesson on how the smallest of issues can really explode into...
Work about, people. Work about.
Just talk to each other. Okay, staying on the alleged crime beat. Authorities are saying that last week a man suspected in several armed robberies... Okay, get this. He filled out an application at this place, the Golden Pantry Convenience Store in Athens, Georgia. So you think, great, he's applying for jobs, trying to be part
sure.
of society. No, not so much. Apparently, after he filled out the job application, using his real name, mind you, he then allegedly pulled a knife and robbed the Golden Pantry. So he filled out the job application and then robbed the place he was trying to find employment. So, did he possibly suspect that the Golden Pantry actually contained gold, maybe?
Perhaps.
That can make people delusional. Investigators say he was filling out the app to kill time until customers left the store. That might make a little more sense. But he is not redeemed. I mean, he did use his real name. He used a fake address and his uncle's phone number. So he was thinking, like, maybe not give all my biographical information. But an anonymous tip led authorities to him, and he was arrested Saturday morning. Probably using his real name, not such a good idea. We suggest the following alternatives for armed robbers contemplating a similar path.
Okay.
Unsuspicious Wertheimer, Innocent P. Skulk-a-Lot, or Thandi Newton.
Thandi Newton? That brings me to our next story. That's what they call a seg in the business.
Segwe.
All right, Oliver Stone casting his new movie. It's going to be called W. This is about President George W. Bush. Some of the casting we've already heard of. Josh Brolin of No Country for Old Men fame, going to play George W. Bush. Elizabeth Banks. She was a nymphomaniac from the 40-year-old version. Yeah, she's going to be playing Laura Bush. Okay. James Cromwell from Babe fame. Ah, mm-hmm. Pig. He's going to play George H.W. Bush, Ellen Burstyn playing Barbara. Now, here's the one that...
Barbara.
This is the one why I pitched this as a ramble. Thandi Newton. Who is stunning.
Gorgeous.
She's in that new movie.
But very pretty.
Run, Fat Boy, Run. She was in Mission
Impossible.
She was
in the Crying Game. Right?
I wish she
Oh, no. Take that back. She was
that
not
was
the Crying
Game. That was a transsexual. Oh, my goodness. That was Jay Davidson, and she's very attractive as well. No, she was in Crash.
Crash. I knew that. Yeah, Crash.
Anyway, Thandi Newton, going to play Condoleezza Rice.
That is so crazy.
Now, that's like me saying, Bryant Park Project movie? I think Halle Berry will play me. Like, the most beautiful woman in the... I'm not saying that Condoleezza Rice is not an attractive woman. A lot of people find her intellectual. But
Thandie Newton.
Thandie Newton, on a scale of 1 to 10, is about a 12 and a half. So, anyway.
Hey, reach for the stars. It's the movies.
Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, and Karl Rove, yet to be cast. Maybe we'll put that on the blog.
That would be
Submit
a good blog
your,
post.
Submit your suggestions.
All righty. Hey, folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, of course, npr.org/Bryant Park.